Welcome to Time for Success, Business Owner Dad's Edition. And today we're going to be talking with Sean Russell of Russell's Muscles. But first, just so you know what we're about here, we're about helping business owner dads and moms and, you know, businesses, all types of businesses, basically be able to really use their business to give them the life that they dream of, them and their family, the life that they dream of, because that's what business is about. Right, Sean?
That's right. Absolutely.
We don't start a business just to have a business oftentimes. There's kind of a purpose. And typically it's to give profits and freedom, right?
Make a little money.
Right. Well, let me introduce our guest today. So Sean Russell of Russell's Muscles. He is a veteran, retired from the U.S. military, and I'll let him explain a little bit more about that. But he's a man of action, and he helps his clients get into action in some pretty unique ways. So, Sean, can you tell the audience a little bit more about you and what you do and how you serve folks?
Absolutely. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks.
Well, my name's Sean Russell. I retired from the Army after 22 years. A big point that was hammered into me real early in my military career was you have to be physically and mentally fit, along with spiritually fit too. So sitting in front of a lot of classes, a lot of PowerPoint slides, PowerPoint you to death, just wasn't my thing. When I became a leader, I just wanted to take it a little further and add a little physical aspect to it too.
Good.
Make it a little more fun and challenging.
Yeah.
I'm always about the challenge. So in saying that, after my military career, I went with that passion to help people out physically and mentally, just achieving their goals.
That's great.
So became a personal trainer at Gold's Gym. Later on, became fitness manager. And with talking to a lot of my clients and people elsewhere, they just couldn't make it on time, couldn't make it to the gym period, or they see that big Gold's Gym and they figure a meathead and Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to meet him at the door and turn him away.
Or go no pump.
Yeah.
You up. Right. Yeah.
Saturday Night Live. So at that time, you know, it was going in my head. I always wanted my own business.
Yeah.
That freedom of making my own decisions and heading in a little different direction. So I had thoughts of mobile fitness, bringing the fitness to the people.
That's great.
Either at home, at work, in a park, you name it. And then with some research and some other talking to some other people, I came up with a trailer that basically it's a gym in a box, really.
Gym in a box. I love
gym
it.
Gym in a box. So I bring the gym to the people wherever they might be.
That's good. So it's power lifting to the people.
Power lifting, you name it. Yeah. TRX, power lifting to the people.
Right. That's fantastic. Of course, you know, it's not just powerlifting, but, you know, a lot of it's just geared towards just staying in shape, right?
Staying in shape.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And then the name, Russell's Muscles, everybody seems to laugh the first time they hear it, which is great. I was trying to come up with different names, and my 9-year-old daughter came up with that name.
She's man.
How about Russell's Muscles? And I laugh like everybody else. And then I thought, well, that's perfect. You know, it's our name, and Muscles, you know, it's name of the game right there.
Right.
And you're probably not going to forget about it.
No, it's not easily forgotten, right. But what's also great about it is that, you know, your daughter helped you come up with the name, so... And I would allege that she's probably part of your why and part of your mission.
That's it. And I talk about that all the time, my why, your why. Absolutely. She's number one in my life.
Yeah.
She helps me out with workouts. You know, she'll come to my events or demonstrate even.
Wow.
And
was she how old was she when you started?
So I actually started... got the LLC on her birthday, her ninth birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, August 12th.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, that's when it all started.
Yeah.
Right there.
August 12th.
August 12th.
That's great. So August 12th, it was last August, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And so you got it on her birthday. And so she personal, or I guess fitness has been a big part of her life.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Without her really knowing it. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about this a little bit, but I'm not very structured in in eating. You know, we have to enjoy life.
Yeah.
And food is a big part of life right there. Yeah. So we go out and get pizza, whatnot, but she knows every time we have pizza, she has to do pizza push-ups and spaghetti squats.
Oh, really?
So
That's good.
So get her focused, yeah. So we have a little fun with that.
That's good. That's good. So I guess getting into that idea, that concept, it's kind of about, would you say, balance then? Trying to, so you can enjoy life, but you know, you need to be able to, you know, exercise and balance it out, I'm guessing, with nutrition at other times,
right,
and complete diet. So tell us more about what that looks like.
So I have any number of clients at all different ranges, very physically fit, all the way down to I need to work out, otherwise I'm going to die.
Okay. All right.
You know, the doctor says you need something.
That could be good motivation.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's great motivation. And, you know, I talk about nutrition with all my clients.
Yeah.
It's probably the biggest part, you know, of the body. You know, you can exercise all you want, but if you don't have that proper nutrition behind it, then you're not going to achieve your goal. Mm-hmm. And, you have to have a goal for one. You have to have something set in place to move forward to. Absolutely. Otherwise, what are you shooting for?
Right.
And a workout is work. I mean, it's not recess. So you got to put stress on the body. But we're talking about nutrition is eating healthy. We're killing ourselves by doing diets and limiting our body from the proper nutrition. Mm-hmm. You know, the macronutrients that our body needs. You know, our muscles are protein.
Right.
Let's not eliminate protein and the healthy fats. The, mm-hmm. You know, they're saturated and unsaturated fats.
Sure.
And that basically comes down to, you know, room temperature. Is the fat in a liquid state or is it in a, you know, a solid state? Mm-hmm. And saturated fats are in a solid state at room temperature, and it's same thing through your bloodstream, you know. Mm-hmm. The healthy fats help the heart and digestive, everything about the body, the healthy fats we need. So all the things out there that say fat-free, and it's not always good for you.
Yeah.
Same thing with carbohydrates. You know, we hear about all these diets, limiting your carbs, or zero carbs.
Right.
Well, you're just going to – carbs are – you know, you think of a carb, most people think of it as sugar.
Right, right.
So you give a piece of candy to a kid or a candy bar, and they're bouncing off the walls. It's energy. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You give them a piece of fruit with the same amount of sugars, they're going to, you know, sustain a little bit longer. And then you have the vitamins and everything. So carbs aren't bad. And then on the other end of that, it's not just sugars, it's fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So fiber are carbohydrates. So if you're eliminating fiber, your digestive system's, you know, going to lack in the proper, the way it functions. And then what do you do into your body?
Right.
And
right.
then on top of that, diets, it's just a roller coaster. It's all about healthy living, moving forward.
Yeah.
You achieve your goal in a diet, great. But if you don't, you're really... playing with your own emotions and that. You might hit your goal, but what's going to happen once you hit that goal? Are you going to stay on the diet your whole life?
Right.
Probably not. So it's the little things we do throughout our lifespan to make us healthy. Is it just, you know, a little bit more exercise? Is it eating one less cookie? You know, it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
But people think exercise and nutrition should be hard work.
Yeah.
It's just little decisions along the way, because a little bit adds up to be a lot in the long run.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that's interesting because talking about like the diets and all that, I mean, it kind of gets into human behavior, right? You know, like humans, really the fastest path to success is consistency.
That's right.
And we always try to do that quick fix and hope that it's going to fix everything right now. You know, I work with clients to help them stop that revenue roller coaster,
right,
where it's kind of like they run around, try to do a bunch of stuff, and then they try to fulfill on it, and then, you know, try to get more leads, and they try to, you know, and I mean, it's not that dissimilar from what you're talking about in a lot of ways, in terms of, okay, so if I do a diet and I eat really healthy right now, then I'm gonna be healthier right now, and then I'm gonna lose a bunch of weight, but then it's kind of like, okay, but what are you doing to put the consistent things in your life, mm-hmm, so that you're consistently in the future, you know, firing all cylinders and having the results that you want, as opposed to maybe for that, you know, 30-day mark or 6-month mark, right, or whatever, or 2-day mark, depending on how long you can actually keep on that diet.
Right. And then you have your ultimate goal, and it's right, broken down to smaller goals.
Yeah.
And every time you reach a goal, you feel great about yourself. Then you make another one.
Yeah.
In business and in life in general. I mean,
yeah,
if you don't have goals, what are you going for?
So, I mean, it's when we talk about goals and goal attainment, we had a guest on last week, Courtney Thomas, who was talking about shifting the focus more to priorities. And I really liked what she was talking about that. But I know a lot of people, they'll set these huge goals, mm-hmm, and then they suddenly expect themselves to change all of their habits, all of their behaviors, all their routines, which we're creatures of habit and routines. We have to reprogram ourselves to be able to do that, but that takes time. And when you set yourself up, I mean, I'm sure you see this, and I'd love for you to speak to this, but tell me, is this what you see, that people will set these big goals? Oh, you know, I want to be, you know, lifting, you know, 500 pounds as soon as possible. And so they'll be like, okay, well, I haven't been working out at all, but I'm going to start going to the gym every day. I'm going to start working out every day, mm-hmm, and I'm going to start just hitting, you know, it's not realistic, right? I mean, you have to start. Where do you suggest people start?
So, yeah, you have to have the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, you have to have patience.
Yeah.
You have to have patience and realize. So most people that come to me, they want to lose weight.
Right.
And I tell them, it's, you know, that's great. We can get you there. You will lose weight, but it's not all about the weight. You know, that scale will lie to you.
Yeah.
We've all heard the fat weighs more, or muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah.
But it's not quite that simple. That comes into play. But the scale's going to lie to you every time. It's, first of all, the way you feel afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, the energy you get, the endorphins, the way our pants are fitting now. You know, our posture. You know, we work with a lot of people and the back, the upper back, the lower back, to bring back the shoulders, because if you want to look good, exactly.
I'm adjusting. A guy, if you're not watching Facebook Live, I'm adjusting. All right, there we go.
So a guy going out to the beach, he's not going to be all slouched over,
especially with
you know, he wants to look good out there, so he's going to puff out his chest, pull back his shoulders,
right?
You know, and all those muscles in the back there are very weak, and.
Yeah.
You know, working on the posture alone can make you look, you know, 10 times better than you already are.
Yeah.
And just, you know, believing in the exercise and working the whole body. And then the nutrition fact, you know, nutrition plans for just about everybody. I always get, I have to eat this much to lose weight. Proper nutrition. I talk about the three macros, you know, the carbohydrates, the fats, and the proteins, to get the proper amounts to each one. And it's really just stabilizing your metabolism.
Yeah.
So a metabolism is your energy. The way we burn energy is your metabolism.
Right. So, you know, whenever you give somebody a diet plan, what would, like, the kind of that average diet plan kind of look like? You know, hitting upon the macros and, mm-hmm, and eating healthy. What would that look like?
So it depends on the goals.
Okay.
You know, I sit down with everybody.
Yeah.
I don't just write out diet plans. I don't just write out, I give them nutrition facts.
Okay.
It's not at all.
All right.
And then usually, you know, in a 2 or 3 month range, we'll adjust it along the way, what's working for you, because all our bodies don't work the same.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, digestion and we don't all like the same kind of food.
Right.
So, right. Yeah, I have a client right now that can't stand fish. So actually her homework that she has to come back to me today with is, what kind of fish do you like? Well, I don't know, you know. So she's trying different kinds of fish over the past week. But it's usually meet your fats,
yeah,
meet your proteins, and then I give you a limit to your carbohydrates. A lot of people are surprised, you know, this is your point where you're going to start gaining weight.
Yeah.
I can have that many carbs? Yeah, you can, but this is where you want to limit it. And then I have the extreme clients that want to say, okay, well, I won't even come close to that, and I'll drop it all the way down to, you know, 100 grams or 10 grams a day.
Wow.
So I have to put a minimum on them too.
Wow.
So it's regulating your metabolism. Your metabolism's like a little kid.
Right.
I mean, it goes wherever you focus it.
Okay.
We all go to the gym and we see that same person out there on the treadmill just about every day that just can't seem to lose weight. But they're out there for, you know, an hour or two sweating, and they can't even figure out, why can't I lose weight? I'm here all the time and I'm barely eating.
Yeah.
So your metabolism is the fireplace of your body, and it's think of a fireplace. You put logs on it, it's going to grow hotter.
Yeah.
You put too much on there, it's going to smother it. But you don't put enough fuel on the fire, you're not going to have the energy, you're not going to have the recovery or anything. So it's about stabilizing metabolism. So if you have a limited amount of nutrition, calories in your body's going to get used to it. And the body of ours is amazing thing. It's going to store fat no matter what.
Yeah,
it's always going to try to store fat. Mm-hmm. So if you're limiting it to calories every single day, it's still going to store fat. Now, when you go overboard for that so-called cheat day, all those are probably going to go straight to fat, because that's what your metabolism's used to. I don't know when I'm going to get enough nutrients in my body, so I have to store.
Yeah.
So you add a little more food gradually, and you get to the right caloric intake, you stabilize that metabolism, keep that nice fire burning, and then go from there. But it's not always about not eating,
right.
Or exercise. You can limit 500 calories in diet, and or you can 500 calories more in exercise, but is there the right balance there to keep the body going in a efficient method.
Right. Make sure you have plenty of energy to get through the rest of the day.
Yep. And recovery and everything else.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And then, recovery, you have to have the proper sleep.
Right.
You know, that's when our body recovers.
Yeah.
So if we're not sleeping properly, you know, the amounts of sleep, the getting into REM, our body is not going to recover like it should.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then what do you recommend sleep-wise?
Sleep-wise, so minimum of 6 hours, you know, straight, not 15-minute naps throughout the day. Your body's not going to recharge properly. So not everybody can do that.
Yeah.
Because they're just not able to.
Yeah.
To do it for some reason.
Some folks are very anxious. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs who are watching this, I mean, they're like, 6 hours of sleep, that'd be nice on a
right.
maybe the weekend on vacation or something like that, because they up working late and all that kind of stuff. I mean,
you have to fit it into your schedule, just like exercise, eating,
prioritize,
you
know,
business too. How well would you do in your business if you had proper sleep?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just how we structure it throughout the day.
Right.
And 6 hours really isn't that much. I mean, go to bed at midnight and wake up at 6 a.m.
Right, right.
I mean, and that's really minimum.
Yeah.
You know, you need to recharge that body.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, so one of the things that I talk about is you know, a lot of like sales teams and businesses, they'll focus on kind of like talking about, you know, what we did, what our activity was, what's in the pipeline. That's all good stuff. Better ones will talk about KPIs, you know, what are the things that you're doing to get those sales, you know, how many phone calls are you making. But the best ones understand that performance starts with us being human beings, right?
Right.
It starts in the mind, and it starts with, you know, kind of how we feel about things and how we focus on things and all that. So really being able to support your body and with the right nutrition and the right fitness and all that stuff mm-hmm. helps your mind.
That's right.
And so you can probably get things done a lot more efficiently if you're taking care of yourself the way that you
need
to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you have times in our life where we just feel great, and you look before that, you probably were eating properly, getting proper sleep,
yeah.
you know, stress was probably, you know, a little less at that time.
Yeah.
But stress is a good thing too.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes us push. If you don't have stress, that's what a workout is. It's mm-hmm. just putting stress on the body. You want to push it to its breaking point. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. Is,
right.
But did you die? Yeah.
Yeah. You got me the shirts here. Yeah. The shirts, you know, if you don't see the Facebook Live on front of them, it says, but did you die? You know, so it's good focus. Like, hey, you know, quit whining. He didn't die, yeah. right? That's is that the military coming out?
Well, yeah, yeah. And but then, you got to push your body hard.
Then he also got me this beautiful tank top. It says, "I'm stronger and more beautiful than before." Is that for my wife?
I'll be expecting. Oh, you see you next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, should I start wearing that? I'll start wearing it for the show every week. Yeah. That's awesome. That's well, right. I appreciate that. Yeah. So now, you know, real quick. How you talked about your 9-year-old daughter being like,
right?
She's raised with fitness. Like, what are some tips on helping to ensure that your children are being raised with fitness and nutrition and all these good health values?
Make it fun.
Make it fun.
Like,
yeah.
like I said, we do pizza push-ups and okay. spaghetti squats. Make it fun. You know, put a little competition in there.
Okay. All right.
It's the more fun we have, a kid's not going to have the goals.
Yeah.
But you incorporate them into your life and do it with them. I had a challenge in January that families were coming in, and anybody posted a video with a child in it, there was even more reaction to it.
Yeah.
And everybody's having fun. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
You know, they look just like you, and they're trying to imitate us.
Right, right.
So they're trying to imitate us. We might as well set the good example along the way.
Yeah, that good example, which is big in the military, lead by example, yeah, right?
Lead by example. It's
right.
all about leadership.
Well, we've got 1 minute. Please tell the audience one more time, how can they get a hold of you if they'd like to have the gym come to them?
Right. Russell's Muscles STL on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
Also, phone number is 636-678-7247. And then also email russellsmusclesstl@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show. Huge, fantastic nuggets on fitness and staying healthy. And this has been Time for Success, Business Owner Dad's Edition. And again, if you'd like to have a business that gives you and your family the life that you dream of, I can help you put those systems and processes together. 314-441-5423. Thanks.